From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. According to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, the man picked up last night in connection with a failed car bombing attempt in Times Square has admitted his role in the attack. Holder says that Faisal Shahzad, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Pakistan, is talking to investigators and has supplied valuable information. The 30-year-old Shahzad was arrested just before midnight as he sought to leave the country, as we hear from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
The suspect left Connecticut late last night and was in a white Isuzu truck and allegedly actually had a gun in the truck as well. And when he got to the John F. Kennedy Airport, he boarded a flight that was supposed to go to Dubai and then continue on to Islamabad.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Authorities were able to take Shahzad off that plane. There are reports today that several people have been arrested in Pakistan. Shahzad has been charged with 5 counts, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction after an SUV packed with explosives failed to go off. Executives from BP and other oil companies involved in the massive spill in the Gulf Coast briefed members of Congress on Capitol Hill today. We get more from NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
Lawmakers questioned top executives from BP, Halliburton, and Transocean Limited about the ongoing attempts to stop the leak of hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil per day into the Gulf of Mexico. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey heads the Committee on Energy Independence and Global Warming.
Every possible human effort must be taken in order to end this threat as soon as possible.
Right now, there is a cap on the amount of money an oil company can pay for cleanup efforts. The cap is $75 million. Congressional leaders want to raise that cap to $10 billion. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Goldman Sachs has announced it's agreed to pay $450,000 to settle regulators' allegations it violated a rule related to short selling of stocks. Under terms of the agreement with the SEC, Goldman neither admitted or denied wrongdoing in the case. The case is unrelated to a current civil fraud investigation the SEC is conducting into Goldman Sachs activities. What amounted to a global sell-off today amid fears of a growing contagion from the Greek debt crisis in Europe. The euro fell today to its lowest level against the dollar this year. While initial reaction to a $144 billion aid package for Greece had been positive, Mark Vitner, a senior economist at Wells Fargo Securities, says that's now been replaced with worries even that may not be enough.
I think that Greece may be the biggest issue, and it's that folks are now beginning to say, well, gosh, the terms that they're going to have to agree to are going to be so onerous, and the terms that other countries are going to have to agree to get their finances in order are likely to be so onerous that it's going to depress global economic growth.
That concern sent stocks down sharply in the U.S. today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 225 points to fall below 11,000 at 10,926. The Nasdaq lost 74 points. The S&P 500 dropped 28 points today. This is NPR. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is saying today his country does not fear sanctions. Ahmadinejad said that sanctions cannot stop the Iranian nation, and his country can withstand any pressure from the U.S. and its allies over the country's disputed nuclear program. Speaking in New York today, Ahmadinejad also said Iran has no intention of withdrawing from the current nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Federal officials are launching another part of the new health law ahead of schedule. As NPR's Julie Robner reports, this one is aimed at early retirees.
Among the people who have the most trouble finding health insurance are those who retire between age 55 and 64. They're too young for Medicare, but their age and often their health status makes them either uninsurable or makes insurance prohibitively expensive. And fewer employers are offering health coverage to these early retirees. Starting in 2014, those individuals will be able to get insurance through the new marketplaces called exchanges. But until then, the new law provides $5 billion in grants to employers to help pay for health coverage for those early retirees. That program was supposed to be up and running by June 21st, but the Department of Health and Human Services says it's ready to launch it on June 1st instead. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Virginia say it appears an altercation at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville led to the death of a female lacrosse player. A 22-year-old male lacrosse player has been arrested in connection with the death of 22-year-old student Yardley Love. He's been charged with first-degree murder. According to documents in the case, George Hughley told police he kicked in Love's bedroom door, then shook her and hit her head against a wall repeatedly. Hughley's attorney said his client did not intend to kill Love, with whom he had a former relationship. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.